Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live. This is your host, Jim Masters. We really appreciate you being with us, and it's always a pleasure to have you here because we feature extraordinary guests who are doing incredible things, as we always say, to make our world a better place. And our very special guest, Lynn Moore, is doing just that with her journey and her experiences. She is an award-winning life coach, and she has created, this is really cool, Born to Bounce Back. She's been a life coach for over 20 years. She's the author of the highly acclaimed book, Born to Bounce Back, written under Lynn's author pen name, Frances Teagan. Through her one-of-a-kind practical down-to-earth coaching, Lynn empowers those of us who are struggling with life's hurdles and adversity to shift our focus from feeling lost and helpless to taking our personal power back. She guides us to reframing our thoughts, which is vital to improving our overall health and thus our happiness. It will also help us sort of muster that strength to evolve and build flexibility and realize there is opportunity for much growth. Now, working through difficulties can increase our knowledge, resilience, and lead to deep self-awareness and wisdom. Lynn says there is value to our life experiences, particularly the challenging ones, because they foster our personal growth. All of our experiences have significant impact on how we see the world, interact with others, and the way we make informed decisions. Lynn wrote, Born to Bounce Back, Regain Your Zest for Life After It Knocks You Down, a fiercely candid retelling of her own deeply personal life crisis and how she found purpose in pain, spread her wings, and blossomed with faith and love. She reminds us that everyone goes through tough times, and the key is knowing how to bounce back and overcome the toughest challenges. Today, living her best life with her dear family, and precious fur baby by her side. Through her coaching and book, Lynn continues to remind us to live every day, spreading as much joy, peace, understanding, and healing as possible. Pretty cool way to live, huh? Well, if that's one of your goals, she can help you get there through the book, through her resources, through her coaching, through her compassion and her empathetic way. Let's welcome Lynn to our show, coming to us from Vernon, British Columbia, Canada, our neighbors to the north. Very much wonderful to have you here, Lynn. Thanks so much for joining us on the program. Welcome to Close Up Radio Live.
Thanks, Jim. I'm so excited to be here. I've not done a radio show from New York before in my life, so this is a first.
Terrific.
I do love to talk about people, their problems, their high points and low points. I love people. I always have. And helping them has just been a very natural thing that I love to do. I've born with it. So it's been highly, highly rewarding. It's a great pastime when you contribute to people discovering the fulfillment of life that they were meant to have. And I just look at my role as to assist and guide people to knowing what they want and how to get it. You would be amazed at the number of people who can't answer my question, what do you want? So especially when they're struggling and at a loss as to how to go on with their life, this is what I think I was born to do.
You know, that's an amazing way to kick things off. And how did you know you were born to do this? You know, we all have our own life's journey and things that we do and things that point us in the direction of the work that we do. And hopefully, if we're lucky and blessed, like you are and I am, we get to do work that really speaks to who we are and then sort of, I guess, resonates with others in a way that lifts them up. When did you decide to go into coaching and really pursue this inspiring path of yours?
Yep. It was later in life. I'll be totally open with everyone and tell them that I am 81 years old. And
what?
I have...
And you got the voice of a 32-year-old. Perky and pleasant.
I've lived life to the fullest, and I've learned so much because I've opened myself up to learning. And I think that my life purpose really is just knowledge. Go for the knowledge. And out of that comes what you're meant to do. So just go in the direction you're pulled. Your purpose
right.
is there, inside. Maybe it's hidden. One of the things I do is draw that out of people so they have a purpose for their existence. And it is through that purpose that life becomes incredibly great. So I think it was just my purpose. It was I always was going in the direction of where I could be with people, help people in some way, even if it was just my ears to sit and listen.
Wow,
so
that's amazing.
It unfolds. It just unfolds if you have a little bit of awareness. You ask the right energies for help. And it'll be right there in front of your nose.
Wow.
when I learn
to go in, yeah.
Yeah. And I've always written from the time I was 9 years old. I started writing. My mother used to read me bedtime stories. Great books, Treasure Island and Winnie the Pooh, you know, all those wonderful, great books were my bedtime stories. Instilling in me a great thirst for knowledge and reading. And so I am a voracious reader, always have been self-taught a lot and taken what I've learned and formed it into something very fulfilling. I've, in my life as an adult, I have built and operated 3 different successive businesses. And when it came to coaching, it ended up being my 3rd business. I didn't run them all at the same time. They were successive. And it just was mentioned to me one day. It was my sister mentioned it. And I said, coaching? Oh, what's that? So when I have a question, I go look for the answer. And that's how it came about. Reading is incredibly important to me. Education, knowledge, learning. To the point where at 74 years of age, I went to university to study psychology. Here, it's free if you're a senior. You can go to university for free. So that's what I did. And these businesses are all, they all had to do with helping people as their core purpose. So when I heard about coaching, the bell clanged, the gate opened, and I was off to the races. I went to school, absorbed knowledge by the boatload, earned my diploma, and before you know it, Inspired Goaling became my 3rd business.
Wow, that's an incredible journey. That's something very, very special. The reason why you do what you do. Tell us about your role as a life coach. You know, life coach, the phrase can be, well, the title can seem generic to some, and everybody has the unique ways that they do what they do. Tell us about your role and the uniqueness of what you do and how you do it.
Okay. And I love the word unique because we are all very unique. There are no two people that do anything the same way. And so let's say you have two coaches. They will both bring something different to the table. You know, our personalities, our own life experiences, our knowledge, our dedication, it's all different. And what is most important is placing the client first overall and doing your very best as a coach each and every time, being honest and being respectful. What you talk about is one thing, but how you do it is another. And there is where we all differ. It's how we do it. So asking questions, instilling trust, deep listening. My past clients have graciously written reviews of their coaching experience with me and allowed me to put them on my website. So if a person reads some of these reviews, you'll see where everyone received something quite different as far as what they wanted to accomplish and how they were helped and how their life was bettered. So I guess the uniqueness is in my personality, in my humor. I know there are some people listening today, this morning, right now, who are my friends. Hello, you wonderful people. And past clients, love you all. And they'll all tell you something different if you ask them about coaching with me. So be yourself. Be you. Trust you. And
that's right.
Listen to your intuition. Your gut will never be wrong. But most of us don't know how to listen to it, haven't learned how, don't even know about it. Or they'll get a certain idea that just pops out of nowhere, and they talk themselves out of it. Oh, no, I couldn't do that. Oh, no, this isn't. Oh, what if I did this? What if happened? What if this happened? What if that? No. Your gut is your second brain. And listen
to
it.
That's so true. Right. Mm. That's so very, very true. Mm-hmm. How do you feel coaching is different from therapy? I know there's nuances that probably meander in and out of each other, but how would you say they are
well, having been through
or
both,
similar? Yeah.
I've had experience with having therapy and coaching. So many of us are taught either in a subtle manner or even overtly to believe that we are less than who we really are. A lot of that goes on. I look at coaching as a method for bringing forward the very best of everything you have in you as a human being. I equate it to sports coach, a music coach, a writing coach, all manner of coaches whose job it is to open us up to believing in ourselves and our abilities. A coach is, in essence, a teacher, but not one that stands in front of you and tells you this and tells you that, but through what they do, they're teaching you, who enables us to discover our own answers through, gentle queries and astute intuition. A coach can bring out and helps us build our self-worth, our confidence, and a desire to accomplish. Whereas therapy, in my mind, is more remedial. It's more curative in nature, maybe in many cases psychiatric. A mental illness can be addressed with therapy. Medication can be used in therapy. And, you know, it isn't uncommon for a patient in therapy to progress to coaching. To my way of thinking, therapy is healing, whereas coaching is growing.
Exactly. That's a beautiful distinction and way to put it. You're also, congratulations, this is no easy feat, but you are a published author, and that's exciting. And you published the highly acclaimed book, Born to Bounce Back, which I think is really something. Regain your zest for life after it knocks you down. It's a real fierce, candid retelling of your own deeply personal life crisis and how you found purpose in pain and spread your wings and blossomed with faith and love. Tell us about what inspired you to write the book.
Oh, life I've been itself, a writer.
Huh? Living life did it, Jim.
Yeah, right.
I've been through the ringer, and I am pressed and ready to go.
Yeah, and it is, let's see, what inspired me was, as you mentioned, my life, and it's been...
But it's not easy for a lot of people, you know, to share, to be so open and authentic and sharing as you are with your own journey. Some people... That's not easy to do that, and I think because you're so open about it and that you do it and you've put it in the book to help others and guide others, is a beautiful thing you've done, Lynn.
Well, thank you, Jim. I do appreciate that, and I do believe in allowing ourselves to be vulnerable. Most of us would rather take a one-way trip to the moon than be vulnerable. It's very scary. And a lot of people think that being vulnerable means you're weak, and it's the exact opposite. When you When you allow yourself to be vulnerable, you allow yourself to be your authentic self. And I put it this way, making it very today-ish, can't think of the other word.
sort of like if, updated and relevant.
Yeah, and I saw on a TED Talk an Israeli and a Palestinian talking together. They were vulnerable. They allowed themselves to be together and talk in great circumstances. And that's what it's all about. We need to be vulnerable, show who we really are, be very truthful and honest and yourself. And when you sit down and talk to someone who doesn't share your views, and you each tell your stories, that's what heals. That is empathy. And empathy is the great equalizer. Instead, we go about hurting each other, shooting each other, killing each other, and then there's more pain, and then there's a reaction to that, and then there's a reaction to that, and it just goes on. And often my question is, when will human beings learn that fighting is not the answer to anything?
Really
so
true.
Being vulnerable and listening to people, not with an agenda going on around in your own mind, but listen to them and you will catch their feelings, their emotions, and you will relate to them. and vice versa when you are allowed to tell your stories. This is why I put my stories in the book. You know, I've looked back over my life and I'm thinking maybe I should write some of this down. So I started writing it down, and then after a bit I thought, you know what, I think this might be of help to some people. I'd like to do that, because everyone, no one is spared. Everyone gets hit with a sudden catastrophic change to their life direction more than once. And it's actually an amazing experience when you can look back on it and find the value. So that's, I may have gotten off topic here, but that's basically what I think living is all about, and having respect for others, listening to others, welcoming others, and just be quiet and listen. Long ago, the phrase, we were given two ears and one mouth for a reason. So let's do that. Did I answer your question? Oh, no, I just rambled.
You did. No, rambling is good, because it was not rambling. That's why I say these are conversations. It's who is the book for? Did you have a reader in mind, or do you feel anybody could get value from reading the book?
Well,
and,
I think that that's true. I think anyone can get value from it. But primarily, in all my businesses, I have had such an affinity to women, and particularly those in later years, middle years, you know, that dedicated themselves to family or, in some cases, career, not so much in my era. But we've had different struggles than men have, very different. And I just, you know, my coaching niche was women of middle years, perhaps. Children have grown and gone, and they're left sitting there saying, who am I? Who am I really? What have I done? What am I going to do? And the answers haven't come easily. So that was a lot to do. My coaching was a lot to do with women of reaching their 50s. 45 to 50 in that range.
Right, exactly. You know, we hear the term bounce back. From your estimation, because you've done it in your own life, and we all do from time to time, but sometimes we need that lift, the guidance. Sometimes it's so dark and deep that we don't think there's a way out or a way forward. What does it mean from your point of view?
Well,
bounce back.
I always think of a rubber ball. So when I was a kid, I played with an India rubber ball, and we used to bounce
the
them
little
in the
round
pool.
Ones, and you bounce it. Oh, I used to love those.
Yeah, and you know, everybody'd be playing with the ball in recess on the school playground.
Right, that little. It's a little one, right? Or bounce all over.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah.
You know, it's
my mother didn't exactly like when we would bounce it in the hallway, and it would bounce off the hallway.
Oh
walls.
Yeah.
don't bounce that around
alarm.
The house.
Yeah.
You're gonna break something. Thing was like a ricochet.
Well, it's to put a tiny bit of a scientific aspect to it, what goes down must come up.
Yeah.
So like the rubber ball, when it's thrown down to the ground, it bounces back. And when we fall, we must bounce back. It's action and reaction. There are universal laws out there, and when we live life in cooperation with these laws, it's a whole new ball game, so to speak. I'm not good at punning, but that one just turned up. We get thrown down. We become damaged. But it's within us to bounce back where we can repair, gain wisdom, and grow. We are designed for it. Life is much more fun and is lived with more ease and happiness when we learn to cooperate rather than resist the lawful flow of things. I explain some of these laws in more detail in the book just so that people could get the idea of what I was talking about. And I refer them to different books that talk about the same thing. But I found it fascinating myself. And we just have to get in the same vibe, the same, again, I've lost a word, but I am 81, so I'm allowed to. Anyway, it's there. We need to just flow.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
You just keep moving forward, which
you
is,
do.
You know, in today's times, do you think people have become more cynical rather than optimistic with all that's going on? I mean, you do see a lot of it portrayed.
I do have a bit of a theory about that, quite possibly more cynical. But what I see is anger.
Mm-hmm.
And anger is the disguise that we wear when we are hurting, when we are in emotional pain, feeling helpless and hopeless. We'd rather be angry than vulnerable. There's that word again. It's much too scary to be vulnerable, so we'll just be angry. You know, during my youth, there was perhaps a half-hour newscast on radio or TV per day from three channels. Now there's radio stations by the hundreds and TV channels, news channels, 24 hours a day, often slanted in a direction the network prefers to show. The advent of the internet and technology has allowed us to see and hear what's going around in the world every minute of every day. And much of it is focusing on and instilling fear, because that's what attracts and sells. The truth and the lies are now almost unrecognizable. Now, this kind of stuff went on in days before we could know everything every hour of the day, but we weren't aware of them. Now we are, and it's overwhelming, it's overbearing, all of this news, is, and I shouldn't even use the word news, but all of this information that is just bombarding us. So the result is a lot of confusion, a lot of helplessness and hopelessness being felt, and even a loss. What it is, it's a loss of one's own control being eroded away. We feel that we can't control anything, even our own lives anymore. And this planet, let's face it, has serious dilemmas and not enough spotlights on the remedies. They're out there. They're just not in the light. So people are afraid for their futures and feeling helpless. The result can be cynicism and anger. It builds up and it leaks out. I wrote a blog recently titled Understanding Why We Are So Angry. And it's on my website under the blog category. So I did a lot of thinking about that one. And again, as I'm writing, things come to me. Things that I've obviously seen or heard or thought of before, and it pops out. So, yeah, it's difficult in these days, very difficult,
yeah.
And we have to do things to be good to ourselves and stop doing certain things that are making us not feel so good.
Exactly. Well, one thing that did make us feel good is this conversation today, part one of a two-part series. You'll be back on March 7th at 2 Eastern. We look forward to that. Lynn Moore, really, we're looking forward to more coming up on part two.
Great.
This was a real pleasure. And again, for folks listening, the book, Born to Bounce Back, written under Lynn's author pen name, Frances Teagan. That's T-E-A-G-A-N if you're looking for it. You can go to, of course, Amazon, places like that, but also right to her website, Born To, and that's T-O, Bounce Back, B-A-C-K, borntobounceback.ca. Make sure you do C-A, not .com or .org or anything else. It's .ca, and that's for Canada, where she resides. And this was really a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you. This 30 minutes went by in a New York minute, Lynn.
You're not kidding. In an Edmonton minute, you know,
yeah.
In a Canadian minute, you name it.
That's
yes, it
right, exactly.
Doing what I love, the time flies.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I certainly have with you.
Sure did, and I look forward to the next one.
You enjoy, and absolutely, you enjoy, have a good time with that, and hopefully we'll chat some more down the line as well. That would be a real pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us. Lynn Moore of Born to Bounce Back, an award-winning life coach and acclaimed author of Born to Bounce Back. And again, you can go to borntobounceback.ca. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, this episode is also fully recorded and archived, so you can hear it in full at your leisure or share it as well. For all of us here, stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another extraordinary guest right here for you on Close Up Radio Live. Take care. Have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.